The Decolonizing Alaska Art Exhibit, currently on display in Homer, challenges outdated views of what Native art should be. KPBI reporter Shayla Farzan has more.
An innovative new exhibit at Bunnell Street Art Center has turned a spotlight on Alaska's long history of colonization. Asia Freeman, the curator of Decolonizing Alaska, says colonization has had a powerful influence on the state.
As a resource state, Alaska has been colonized by forces for centuries now that have defined and shaped our identity as a state.
The exhibition tells a multitude of stories from many perspectives. Rebecca Lyon's mixed media piece, Counting on Liberty, represents the long struggle for women's rights.
It's a piece of artwork that I silkscreened, an image of my great-grandmother, Anastasia Nanaltna.
Lyon's great-grandmother was sold into slavery as a young girl. According to family history, she was later purchased by Lyon's great-grandfather, an immigrant from Sweden.
She had a very difficult life, but if you look at the photograph and the demeanor of her look as she looks out at the audience, you can see such pride, strength, even in an age where, you know, she had little or no rights.
Her great-grandmother wears a cartoon crown similar to the Statue of Liberty. Lyon says that she hopes to draw more attention to the issue of who should be on U.S. currency. Surrounding the image of her great-grandmother, Lyon has positioned a contemporary Athabascan counting cord. The knotted deer hide is covered with buttons and memorabilia, documenting the history of the women's rights movement.
It's all in this bright plexiglass color and bright colors to get your attention, to scream at you across the room and say, let's talk about women's rights.
Across the room, Joel Isaac's Visions of Summer is playing on a loop. He describes his artwork in pretty simple terms.
The way I describe it is it's a fish skin TV screen.
A hazy video of his family at fish camp is visible through translucent salmon skins that he whip-stitched together. Silhouetted on the screen is a video of him dancing. To create the video, Isaac danced for hour-long stretches at night when the studio was empty.
I go to the dance studio at my school, and I dance all night long.
For Isaac, his art not only celebrates his Dena'ina heritage, it captures some of what makes the natural world so extraordinary.
The sense of, like, wonderment, kind of intrigue, otherworldliness. When I'm dip netting at the beach, I feel fish run into me and you can't see it. So it's kind of a little portal into another world.
Artist Mike Conti stands beside his black and white photograph of a young Yupik woman named Jackie.
I call it Yupik Ina, which means Yupik house, and then in quotes, white gaze.
The photograph shows the woman wearing jeans and a cusbook. She's standing inside of an Alaska Native diorama full of stiffly posed mannequins in traditional dress.
It's like a cross-section, so you're looking through glass, and Jackie has her hands up like she's pressed against the glass, and then in the glass you can see a reflection of me, the photographer. So that's the white gaze part.
As a self-described white guy, Conti is acutely aware of how often the Alaska Native narrative has been in the hands of outsiders.
The control of the perception is in the viewer, in this case, the white photographer.
For curator Asia Freeman, this collaboration of Native and non-Native artists is part of what makes the show so groundbreaking.
I think the thing that is most exciting is to actually say out loud that this type of show hasn't happened before. I can't think of an example where Native and non-Native artists come together to explore and challenge the long-standing effects of colonization through their work.
The Decolonizing Alaska exhibit at Bunnell Street Art Center runs through the end of August. Over the next year, it will travel to Valdez, Washington, D.C., Juneau, and Anchorage. In Homer, I'm Shayla Farzan.